In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. The youth presentation was so very important this morning, and yet I know that the mind can only withstand what the seat can hold. I get 5 minutes. Thank you. You know, it's hard to have an attitude of gratitude when absolutely everything's breaking. When you suddenly discover you need new muffler, you need new tires, when the fridge is broken, when the freezer decided to defrost on its own, when you open the microwave, push the buttons, and nothing happens, when one thing after another breaks, things break, things shut down, things. And it's hard to have an attitude of gratitude when we're struggling in a relationship. When it seems as if we're at odds and it's too difficult to seem to get past the odds. And it's difficult when things are struggling at work or we're having a rough time with the kids. It's difficult to have an attitude of gratitude when it feels like everything's falling apart. But we need to know this. You and I are not in control. We can only do what we can do, and then we have to say, God, this one's yours. We need to be able to let go and let God. As we approach the Thanksgiving season, I promise you today that some of the events in your family and your friends will go much better than you possibly think they will, and some things will not. And so if you have huge expectations that are built on some fantasy of how things should be, I need you to lay those down at the foot of the cross today. And to be able to say, God, I know you're in control. I know you're in charge. And to listen to what the gospel has to say, that God will provide your needs. There's a pretty good chance you're not going to get what you want. But there's an incredible opportunity to embrace what you need, to take every single issue to prayer, and to know that the tallest man or woman is the one kneeling in front of the cross. Here's the reality as we come to this Thanksgiving season. We are blessed with food, with clothes, with homes. The basic needs are there, and we will not go without. There are places in this world that I'm very familiar with where they will not have everything that they need. And if there is anything called social justice that makes any sense at all, it's making sure that those who don't have get. We have a responsibility on behalf of Jesus Christ to be able to reach out into other people's lives and to be able to help where we're needed. Now, here's an idea of a new small group. When it comes to worry, I was just wondering how many of you are going to be available at about 2:30, 3 o'clock tomorrow morning, because I'll be up. There's more than that, and I know it. This is when we seem to be stirred about those things that are causing us anger and frustration and disappointment. As I've sort of used as a theme all the way through the service, this is the moment where we need to be able to know that we are filled with the breath of life and the power of the Holy Spirit. And we need to let it go. We need to let God step into our lives and take over. But in the very physical sense, we also need to surround ourselves with people that are also absolutely awesome. So let me tell you about one. It would have been easier if my best friend wasn't here today. But they are. And so I'm going to tell you about the relationship. I also happen to be married to her. Did you catch that? Men, did you catch that? Somebody else can pick on the ladies. My best friend. And I also happen to be married to her. This is what happens more often than not in our family situations. Joyce knows stuff before I do. Happens a lot. And she's got this wonderful practice that I think is worth sharing. And I'm not trying to highlight her as a person. I just think you need to know a little insight about how we live. And an encouragement to do the same. If there's a really serious issue, she'll walk into the room. She either sits or stands, and she says, I have something to tell you, and you're not going to be happy. And then whatever it is, life or death, tragedy or a crisis, financial or whatever's broken this time, whether it be a thing or a person, she quietly and calmly tells me what's happening. She puts her arms around me. And then she leaves. Because she knows that I'm one of those people, and I'm sure that there's nobody else in the room like this. But I'm one of those people that needs to process that. I need to pray about that. And not all my conversations with Jesus Christ are quiet, polite, and formal. Some of them are quite to the point. It's okay, our Lord has big shoulders. He can handle anything you throw at him. Let me conclude in this way. As we come together to celebrate, to give thanks for the blessings that we have in our lives, make a list this week of all the things you're grateful for. Let me warn you now, the other list of all the things that you're upset about, you're hurt about, you're angry about, you're upset about, that'll come easy. But take some time to write the list of the things you're grateful for and the people you're grateful for, and let them know, for Jesus' sake. Amen.